from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Steven Stamkos. So, probably a couple months ago, it was brought up to me that if he hit the open market, he's somebody the Sabres would have interest in. And I think I put that out there a couple months ago. I didn't think he would make it. I thought he'd sign in Tampa because why not? You're a captain, and it just happened last time, and he ends up going back to Tampa. So when I got the Skinner info the other day, last week, with that came another, oh, by the way, they're going to try on Stamkos. Tampa Bay already basically used their money for Guentzel. Their agent for Stamkos, Tom Ian, keeps saying he's going to hit free agency.
Chad DeDominicis on his podcast, the Expected Buffalo podcast. Guys over there do a great job on Stamkos. I'm formulating a question right now for Twitter. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy might check in at 8:30. Chris Peters coming up at 9. It's free agency day. We're recapping the draft a little bit as well. Disappointing. The Sabres didn't make a trade. Nobody made trades during the first round, but that was something that fans wanted and I wanted to see them do for months. And definitely deflating to not really feel like it ever got anywhere close. The question I'm formulating that's based on that clip there from Chad, or relates to it. Let's have some fun here with this. If the Sabres did sign Stamkos today, it would be the most stunning thing to happen in Buffalo sports since what? What is the most stunning thing? Like, you were just knocked out of your chair.
Von Miller.
Floored. Von Miller?
Maybe. But that's recency bias, maybe.
I think that's recency bias because when they signed Von Miller, so I was on the air. That was I was hosting the Nightcap at the time, and maybe the show had just got started. And I think that, like, maybe the minute before, no, it was after, they signed O.J. Howard. Also, I'll always remember that. They signed O.J. Howard, like, in the same breath that they signed Von Miller. That though was after you, it's like, okay, it hits you like, oh, Von Miller. Wow. Look at that. And there was no word about that leading up to it, right? That day that I remember for the Bills and free agency, we were talking pass rusher for sure. That was right after 13 seconds. So it was the off season after 13 seconds. and here comes free agency, and Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison, right, they were free agents, they were gone, and they were remaking that position, and we were all in on talking pass rusher. But Vaughn never was the idea. Vaughn was not the idea. Chandler Jones was the idea. That was the guy we were talking about, because he's kind of local, right? Rochester native, right? And he was very good at the time. He just felt like he made sense. Chandler Jones was the guy they were going to go for. And then he signed with the Raiders, and even after that, I don't remember jumping to, well, maybe they should go with Von Miller now. Or was there really talk of them signing him? It was just, boom, there's Schefter. Von Miller's a Bill. Oh, what? There was definitely a moment where, like, oh, wow. But then you sat with it for a second and, like, okay, this makes sense. They are great. They have Josh Allen. They are, especially right after 13 seconds, we felt like they should have won the Super Bowl at the time. And maybe players felt the same way around the league. They would have saw that game. So their culture had been established, and the coach was someone that players want to play for. So, all right, no, that actually makes sense. And they offered him $100 million. So, like, okay, if you think about it, this shouldn't really be that stunning. Of course the Bills should get a guy like Von Miller. Yeah, that makes sense. This would be Stamkos signs in Buffalo, and what are what is the hockey Twitter doing? What? Really? Why? That's the question. Why? There really wasn't a confusing why asked when Von Miller signed with the Bills. Mario Williams signing with the Bills was followed up with a very big why. The money there, of course, that was a $100 million contract before defensive players were getting $100 million contracts. That might be my answer. If the Sabres signed Stamkos today, it would be the most stunning thing to happen in this city since the Bills signed Mario Williams. Because that one was kind of similar, right? That was the best free agent on the market on a team that at the time, would this line up? The Sabres are on a 13-year playoff drought. Would the Bills have signed Mario Williams when they were when they hit year 13 of their playoff drought? Oh, I kind of hope that lines up. Because then it's destiny. But they were around the same time in their drought. They felt like they didn't exist in the NFL at that time. And when Mario flew here, remember everybody, all the insiders, like Schefter or whoever, like they kept trying to tell you, like, he's going to Chicago. Or not that he's like going to sign there, but he's going to fly to Chicago. He's meeting with the Bills, but, you know, full expectation. He'll leave Buffalo without a deal. He'll go meet with the Bears. He'll go meet with the Giants. He'll go meet with these bigger teams. And then he was still here, and then he was still here. And then it got to like day three, and it's like, is he still here? Did he leave yet? Has anyone seen him leave the airport? And then he signed.
March 16th of 2012.
So that's year... That might be year 12.
I was going to say, I think it's year 12, but still, that's close enough.
It might be year 12. It's pretty close.
Close enough.
Yeah. And then he signed, though. And it was even... I guess when the moment he signed, I guess because it was so dragged out that it wasn't as stunning the moment that it happened. But that's my answer. When they signed Mario Williams, it was like... It was crazy. Let me know if you got a good answer for this. If they signed Stamkos today, there's Chad, Dina Minasis, like, yeah, they're going to go for him. I'm not, and I don't think even Chad is. He said that multiple times. Or anybody. I don't think anybody in their right mind is expecting them to sign Steven Stamkos today. But, all right, go for it. But dust off the old Pegula Brad Richards copter that's been sitting in storage for the last decade. Whatever that handbook was that they were, dust that off to go sign Brad Richards. Dust that baby off and let's go take your swing. Go take your swing. See if you get lucky. Offer him the most money. Maybe he'll do it. You never know. It doesn't hurt to try, right? But if they did pull that off, I mean, what would tomorrow be like? I can't fathom it because I haven't lived with the Sabres having an expectation for years like they would have if they signed Steven Stamkos. Jeremy asked last week, like, what move would really get people invested or get people fired up for opening night more than getting Lindywood? I mean, this would do it. But again, it's like 1% chance. What would it be, the most stunning thing since what, if they signed Stamkos? 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get to the phones. Go to Pat and Kenmore. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. So for me, it's pretty short-lived, but the last time I could say I was truly stunned was when we traded for Antonio Brown for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, yep.
For me, that's the last time I could say I was. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And have a good one.
I'm glad. Thank you, Pat, for calling and mentioning this, because I don't know that I would have thought of it otherwise. Yeah, when they traded for Antonio Brown for the 2 hours that we thought he was coming to the Bills, my story on that is, again, I was hosting the nightcap then, and the Sabres would have been playing that night. So I go home, and so I wouldn't have done the nightcap because Sabres played. So I went home, and I'm just sitting at home, and I'm not that far away. I'm like 10 minutes away. And the Antonio Brown tweet from Rappaport that said the Bills were trading for him drops. Is it during the third period of that Sabre game? It was at night. It was definitely late at night, maybe like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Maybe the Sabre game must have still been going, but was in like the third period. So I see that tweet. And, of course, you're texting your buddies, and everyone's like, oh, wow, look at this. They just traded for the best receiver in the league. Let's go. And then Brian texts me, Brian Koziel texts me, and asks if I want to pop in to talk with him about the Brown trade. So, being 10 minutes away, I'm like, of course. Yeah, I'll pop in there. So, I come in. There is a show that might be hard to find, but is somewhere in our on-demand audio. There's a show that was about an hour and a half of me and Brian talking about the Bills acquiring Antonio Brown. Talking about Antonio Brown, the Buffalo Bill. And we had people calling in, like, overjoyed about it. Like, it was Rappaport, right? It wasn't some rumor. It was Rappaport. So you thought, okay, this is definitely happening if he's putting his name on it. I think maybe right at the end, right before we signed off, it started to filter out that, hey, this isn't done. Like, he might not want to come here. This is not as done as Rappaport's saying. So by the end of the show, I think we had realized, but there's an hour and a half show that we did on Brown coming here. And it was, you know, the caller says, like, floored by it. Like, we were floored by it. The Bills had just gotten good, but we weren't used to them making... Well, actually, they had just gotten good. Allen wasn't amazing yet. That's before 2020. Allen was not amazing yet. So we definitely weren't used to living in a reality where the Bills were the type of team that was going to go get the best receiver in the sport. They dodged a bullet, by the way, with that one. How would history be different? They dodged a bullet with that one. Yeah, it's good. That's a good answer. Stamkos signing today would be the most stunning thing since what? Jeff in Tampa. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, it didn't work out, but at the time, I was shocked that we were able to get Taylor Hall. Who didn't think Taylor Hall and Michael were going to light it up?
Yeah.
And they overpaid for him, too, really, like we're talking now.
Yeah, no, totally. Although it was a one-year deal. Like, I remember the money being higher than people thought for him, 8 years or $8 million. The 1 year deal part of it, though, is where it maybe made sense. Like, hey, come play with Eichel and put up some big numbers, and then you'll take that, and from there you'll get a big extension. And that did not work because he actually did still get the extension, but one goal with the Sabres, right? Was it one or two? How many goals did he score for the Sabres? $8 million for the 1 year. He scored 2 goals, 17 assists in 37 games. Yeah. That happened. I mean, good thing they didn't sign him long term, right? Because he really, I mean, that's the danger of today, right? Had they signed Taylor Hall that offseason, he was 29 years old, to a 7-year deal, they would have been the talk of the league. Look at Buffalo. Here we go. One last run at, you know, this core. Eichel and Reinhardt and Ristolainen still. Like, one last run at one last kick at the can here. And they go get Taylor Hall. Imagine if it had been a 7-year contract. Because you might have thought, hey, if they're going to get Taylor Hall, that's probably what it's going to take. You're going to have to give him long-term commitment at that money. And had they done that, they'd be stuck. Because he's 32 now, and he's... like, a year ago, Boston traded him as a cap dump to Chicago after a 36-point season. Last year, he was hurt all year. You'd be really regretting that if you had signed him long-term. You know, is this worth pointing out at all, that the first two people that have called in with, hey, if they signed Stamkos today, be the most stunned I've been since Antonio Brown, Taylor Hall, and the instant reaction to that is, well, good thing they didn't sign those guys or commit to those guys for long. They dodged two bullets there, maybe. Is that a point to be made here about today at all? Paul's made it, right? Like, this is not where you want to build your team. I like the idea of putting your last piece being from free agency. I think that is always okay. If your last piece of the puzzle. And that's what the Sabres would be doing. They would not be building their team from free agency. Good answer, though, on Hall. My story on that, too. A couple of these. You know it's a stunner when you remember where you were. I don't know how many of those I'll have. Like, I remember where I was when they signed Hall. I remember where I was when they announced the Mario Williams signing. I remember where I was when they traded for Diggs. And for Hall, that was the first night that I had gone out to a bar since COVID. So that is like, the COVID shutdown is in March, the first one, March of 2020. And I went out with some friends for the first time, and that's what? Is that October? So that's like 7 months after everything had been shut down, that, like, all right, first night out, and I walk in, and the first thing my buddy tells me is, hey, the Sabres just signed Taylor Hall. And of course, like, oh, hello to you too. Yeah. You got me. And then it was real. And same thing, like, didn't see that coming. This though, the reason I'm going to stick with Mario as my answer is because Stamkos signing would top that, right? Stamkos signing would top the Taylor Hall signing. Stamkos is more credible. Hall was a very good player. A very good player. For a long time. But Stamkos is a multi-cup champion captain that is going to the Hockey Hall of Fame, is one of the greatest goal scorers of his generation. Hall also, at 29, like, again, we saw the avenue. His avenue was, how do I get to my big contract? And playing with Eichel, 1-year deal, like, you could kind of see that. Prove it deal a little bit. Stamkos is not looking for, you know, how do I get to my next big contract? He'll get to that. He's looking for, you might guess, where's my best chance to win a cup again? I'm 33, you know, time to go. Like, this is it. This might be my last stop, wherever I sign. He's just a more, I don't know, he's a more credible figure in the sport. And anyone lending that credibility, that level, to this team right now would just be, I just can't imagine it. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Joe. What's going on? What's up, Josh? You know, it's crazy. You're getting me all fired up over here, Joe. That would be awesome. But it was when we signed Diggs, that was like crazy. I was like, we're bringing the Minnesota miracle here. Maybe we can make a miracle happen here. You know, it's like that was a very, very surprising move on our part. But also Von Miller. But the Stamkos thing is definitely like, oh, that would just make us like drool for the whole season. That would be something. I like the Henrique thing though too. That would be awesome. But
yep,
keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Henrique to me is like the name I've keyed in on as realistic, fits exactly what they need. Third line center, veteran leader, still good, still can put up points, defensively responsible, face offs, right? Adam Henrique just feels like he fits everything. He's 34, which I actually think makes him easier to get for the Sabres in this circumstance because you might be the only team willing to give him term. And if you want the cherry on top, he's from Brantford, Ontario, which is 90 minutes from the arena. You got to play that game. You got to play the game of who's from here, who's close, because I might need to use that in my sales pitch, and Henrique's nearby. Wouldn't be stunned if they signed him. Stamkos signing, that would be just... what are the odds? Josh, what do you think the odds are? I just opened an article to read during the break that Greg Wyshynski just tweeted at ESPN. 16 potential fits for Stamkos. It's about Stamkos sweepstakes. Here's a look at 16 teams that could go after Stamkos or would make sense for Stamkos. What are the odds the Sabres are not one of these 16 teams? We've got a guy out, Chad is out there saying like, oh yeah, they'll go after him. What are the odds they're just not even mentioned?
I'd say like 75%. Like, wait. We're talking about fit, right?
Half now, the league.
We're not talking right, about fit. The fact that they would go for him, the fact that he would fit.
Yeah, them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, that's right.
I 75 might be a little aggressive.
That's funny, though. There's no chance they're going to be mentioned. And half the league is mentioned. They won't be mentioned.
I just don't think he will. Like, I mean, like, think about, like, the teams he could mention.
Oh, no, of course. Well,
like, obviously, like, Tampa's not there, and you're not going to mention, like, Utah or...
Columbus.
Like,
he might mention Tampa.
Seattle. Like, you're not going to mention some of these teams, and I just feel like the Sabres might be part of that list still.
Let's go to Mark in Amherst. Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, I'd just like to say that Stamkos was coached by Lindy in the 2013 World Championship, so he should have the relationship with Lindy. And he has the same agent as Jeff Skinner, so you would think that Adams did his due diligence and at least had some conversations to see if we showed up with a blank check, if we could maybe land him.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm not going to be shocked if we land Steven Stamkos. We have the money. Even though we haven't made the playoffs the last 13 years, you know, this is right now, and this team has talent, and Stamkos could see that. We got good goaltending. We got talent up front. We just need some pieces, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this.
Your optimism is infectious. I appreciate Mark making the case pro. Why Stamkos would want to come here? I'm not going to knock you down for it. I can't believe it's going to happen. They have some talent. They do have some talent. But I don't know if the league sees it that way. I don't know if Stamkos sees it that way. I would guess he doesn't. He plays for the Lightning. I mean, no offense to Tage Thompson, or even, not even Tage, because Tage is shown to be an elite for a season. But no offense to Cousins, or Paterka, or Quinn, or the prospects, right? Savoy, these guys. Stamkos has played with Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov for 5 years. And the four guys he's most often on the ice with are Kucherov, Point, Victor Hedman, and what, Sergachev? He's played with all-world, all-time greats. I don't know how impressed he'd be by Cousins and Tuck. I don't know. I can't get there. I appreciate you being able to get there, though. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Mark for the call. Timeout here. Jeremy, I think when we come back, getting in on the Sabres a little bit, free agency and the draft as well. We'll get some phone calls in along the way. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. It's Jeremy and Joe. Free agency day. Enjoy it. Hopefully we get something surprising. That would be really fun. We'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
803-0550 is the phone number. This is WGR.
Bonilla hits it well. Is it far enough? It is gone, a home run. Bobby Bonilla gives the New York Mets a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
It's Bobby Bonilla Day, too. Why is that in the middle of the season? Is that when they bought him out? Or is it just when he gets the check? It's also, I believe today's the day Christian Ehrhoff gets... his check from the Sabres, which he has four more of coming, despite not playing for a decade. Jeremy and Joe, free agency day. It's recapping the draft day as well. We'll have Chris Peters coming up at 9 o'clock. He'll rejoin the program on some of the Sabres picks, and we'll see if we get anything today. Maybe don't hold your breath. There's got to be something. And Jeremy's checking in. What's up, Jeremy?
How many Sabres free agent signings in franchise history? We can go back where you want. I mean, I'm not that up on like pre-96 or whatever, 98.
Yeah.
We're better than Ehrhoff. Ehrhoff was a great signing.
He might be. I'm trying to think. Is there someone? The 90s didn't really have free agency like that, right?
And the Sabres were, I mean, pre-salary cap, the Sabres could not compete in that department. So
right.
Let's make it from the lockout on. Best free agent signing. I mean, Ehrhoff didn't play the whole thing out. He signed for 10 years.
10 years.
And he signed at a very reasonable salary, and he was good.
He was very good.
What's a better signing than Ehrhoff?
That's pretty good. I think he's probably going to end up, like, if I went through a list, I bet you I'd come out of it thinking he's number one. Right? Who?
Number two is Leno, of course. No.
Leno. Was, like, Jordan Leopold a better signing? No.
Yeah, like...
No one would say Okposo was a better signing,
Okposo,
right?
Okposo ends up being, like, right, not great. It redeemed itself in time. But come on, right?
But he was he ever good? Was he ever good?
Oposo? I mean, sure, he was a guy. He was good last year.
Yeah.
And they probably just had him in too big of a role but down the stretch. But Ehrhoff won. Maybe there's an obvious one we're missing.
I got one. Ready?
Jaro Spacek?
I was going to say Teppo Numminen.
Numminen, okay, yeah.
We're kind of all in the same... Are we in the same tier with these three, though?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, if Ehrhoff had played the whole thing out, it might be different, but...
Yeah,
it's a time of year where we're used to seeing the Sabres lose players and not necessarily, you know, pick them up.
I started the show today with, like, are we going to get an Ehrhoff signing today where they're so desperate to get somebody? When they signed Ehrhoff, I don't remember Twitter then, but I'm guessing Twitter went, wait, what did the Sabres just do?
Well, they traded 10 years? They traded for his rights.
Okay, right, so there would have been a build-up a little bit.
Yeah.
But then when
if I remember correctly, didn't the Islanders trade for his rights and then the Sabres? And then the Sabres did.
Yep.
Has a player ever had their rights traded twice?
That's probably pretty rare. But right, like when he signed the 10 years, I'm assuming everyone went, what did the Sabres just do? And I wonder if we get something like that today. Not 10 years, that's not even possible. But they're going to go give some middle-of-the-range free agent a ton of money and because they're desperate for a third-line center. And the whole hockey Twitter is going to go, what in the world did Buffalo just do?
Yeah, well, they probably should do that. And other teams do that and spend too much, and they end up being just fine. I mean, the Sabres have spent a lot of money on the even lower tier than that and had those guys in Rochester. What was the number? How many millions they had in Rochester last year? Was it $5 million or $7 million? So it's almost like they've tried to avoid that level of signing and signed even lower tier guys that don't deserve it. It just doesn't look as bad. And then you send them to Rochester, you're paying guys $2 million to be in Rochester. So
we'll see.
It's you know, it was a busy weekend for me, and you know, monitoring monitoring the draft throughout was fun as best I could.
We're bearing the lead. I didn't say anything because I figured I'd let you announce it at 8:30. Do you want to say why you had the busy weekend?
Well, yes, we had our daughter. We had our third. We have three kids now. Our daughter Aurora was born Saturday morning. So, what time did the draft coverage start? Like I was.
Probably 10-ish, 10-ish, 11-ish.
So I wasn't exactly on Twitter checking for, you know, trade rumors or draft picks right at 11, but, you know, mixed in here and there, waiting for some sort of big move.
So were you tuned in right when they traded for, let me check my notes here because I keep forgetting, Beck Malenstein?
I'm not sure where I was. I don't remember exactly where I was when that happened, no. but, yeah, I mean, you know, charting the weekend, seeing whatever could happen, big news, big stuff, like... interesting. What? Everyone's kind of feeling dejected, right? That's pretty much it.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're all. Are we feeling like our expectations should be today lowered because we didn't get anything on the weekend? Does that
I
make
suppose
sense?
It's possible. If you want the optimist's view, I'll try one on here. I'll try to make a comparison for you. And it might not be, it's not like the very, it's not rose-colored glasses optimist view. It's just, I thought about this comparison. We have watched the Bills change their offense with Joe Brady, and we're kind of waiting to see what it looks like. And outside, all the signings they made at receiver don't really look all that impressive. But maybe Joe Brady knows exactly what he wants. And we're in a we'll see mode. On paper, it's not necessarily great, but we'll see what it looks like. Around Josh Allen. And maybe we should view Lindy a little bit the same way. I mean, Lindy's obviously got a much bigger body of work, but Lindy hasn't been here in forever. And Lindy has coached a bunch of different teams. You could claim that he coached three or four different versions of the Sabres and then the Stars and then the Devils. And now he's back with the Sabres. And as he looks at this roster, all right, what do you need? What's right? How do we build this thing? And that's the only thing I've got is that I have a wait and see on what he can do with what they've got. If Lindy had coached last year's team and they finish with 12 more points, which is a big, big jump, but if that's the case, then maybe fine-tune that a little bit and see how they go. I mean, it's not exactly anything that's going to thrill you, but he remains the factor here. He's probably their biggest move of the offseason is hiring a coach that's done a lot of winning.
That's probably right. I have a tough time buying even that they're going to replace right now in the forward unit the guys that just left. Like, how am I supposed to be optimistic of that, or him getting, what, Peyton Krebs to give me what Casey Mittelstadt did for 60 games last year? Or do I think, like, is there someone on the roster that's even going to give them what Skinner did last year? Like, a declined Skinner giving them 25 goals. Like, because right now, I don't know, who's filling in those two spots that they have to fill? And today, maybe we get a good answer on that. But if we don't have a good answer by today, like, I think today is going to be the real test. They might sign someone, even to a bad contract, and I think people will be like, okay, you at least made me feel something. You know, like, you did something that I can sink my teeth into, anything at all. Whereas if they just sign, like, AHL guys and whatever this year's version of Eric Johnson is, maybe that's what that signing would be, then I don't know. I feel like I think the confidence in Lindy is going to be all you have.
Yeah. One thing I would say is maybe we are so close to the Sabres that we don't see that there might be two or three other teams that feel the same thing. Like, wow, we're not getting anything done. There have not been big changes. What can we do? And it could be kind of like the draft, the NFL draft, where once that's over, if you didn't get player XYZ, now you got to talk to teams about, all right, who's out there that's available. And with drafting another center, they are still so loaded at that position from a prospect standpoint. So maybe the drafting of the Finnish center 14th makes them ready to part ways with Savoy in a deal or Kulik in a deal or whoever. So, you know, they have so much capital. Joe, it's, I mean, whatever. A lot of people play dynasty fantasy football. It's like the guy that has six quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, you got to trade a couple. They're not doing any good for you right now, and you need to be good right now. So I wonder if the way the draft went makes them more willing to make that big hockey trade, because we could sit here and be mad about free agency, but even as we laid out, like, who are the best signings in franchise history, Leno, someone wrote in Ludman. That's a good answer.
Ludman.
Yeah.
I thought they traded for Ludman, but okay. But yeah.
The point is, though, they've had and they've built good teams without it before. So maybe that can happen again, and, you know, we could all stomp our feet about how mad we are, and then at 3:30 today they trade Dylan Cousins away in a deal that brings in somebody that we're not upset about. Like, that would be a big trade. So, you know, Cousins, just a name to mention there, whether that's Paterka or Quinn or one of the prospects or a first next year. There's where you get really bold. There's where you're really gambling, right? Mm-hmm. If they had traded 11 or 14, you know the value. If you are really bold, you trade next year's first, go ahead and make it lottery protected. Everybody makes it lottery protected. Yeah. So if you miss the playoffs, fine. But a first next year that's lottery protected or deferred to the following year, then you're saying, not only are we bold in this, but, you know, we believe we're going to be better, where we're willing to play around with that kind of gamble.
That's, I mean, you should find some real value in that too, right? Like,
because teams would bet on you being bad.
Oh, yes. Right, so back to the fantasy comparison, if someone's offering me their first-round pick the next year, and that they were, what, 5-8 the year before in fantasy, or their team, I don't like their team at all, like, oh yeah, give me, I want your first round pick is more valuable than insert name here, who's like actually got a good team. Ludman, by the way, was traded for a third round pick.
Not even a free agent.
Not even a free agent.
So you put a Twitter poll up, is Ehrhoff the best free agent signing in franchise history? And for all the people voting no, you have to nominate someone.
Yeah, there is, you know, this reminds me. This is the, you know, Paul's in my head right now. This is why you don't build your teams in free agency. This is why you don't build your teams by free agency. I looked up maybe during COVID, like, who the Sabres' all-time scorers were that they acquired via free agency. And I think, like, Evan Rodriguez was, like, number, like, four on the list. And I didn't even know if he should have counted because he was, like, a college free agent. We'll see. Like, yeah, here it is. Okposo, Dixon Ward, Spotchak, Molson, Ehrhoff, Numanen, James Patrick, Randy Burridge. Like, these are the names.
Yeah.
Rodriguez. So, I could get my way to Ehrhoff's the best one. Well, I don't know. We'll see if we get... I would take today them doing the stunning thing that everyone's going to say is dumb.
Yeah, they might have to overpay. In by their own terms. And it's a point that we've made a couple times. If you've been a GM for 4 years and there's never been a price that is right for you, it's time to maybe accept that your prices are miscalculated. Like, you can't just be a GM for 8 years and say, no deal ever came along. I just didn't like any of the prices. Well, somebody else is going to have to come in and buy at those prices because the market is the market, and it is different for different teams, right? Like, the Sabres, let's be real, their first-round pick probably has more value in future years than others. If the Bruins and the Sabres each offer a 2025 first, well, the Sabres have the leg up on that one, right? Yours is probably worth more. And that's one spot that, say what you will, they haven't weaponized that. If you go back to last year's offseason and they traded their first-round pick, what would happen? Would teams have bet they missed the playoffs? Maybe. And you would have given up 11th overall. If you lottery protected, it's still sitting at 11th overall. And who knows if the player that you got in return would have been good enough to make it so you weren't picking 11th, that you actually got across the finish line of the playoffs. So that's something that's just never been on the table for them. Meanwhile, the good teams are trading next year's first all the time, which means it has plenty of value. Florida does it. Vegas does it. Boston does it. And as I mentioned, those teams, we're always picking, like 24 and later.
Yeah.
So you want to get really aggressive. It's not, you know, the first that you know where it is. Just go ahead and lottery protect it. But next year's first is probably a bigger sweetener than this year, the current first, as you're walking up to the draft.
You got a thought on my wonder if they're still paying for not letting Eichel get his surgery with these players?
I think it's probably a part of it. I mean, there are a lot of different things. There's the drought. There's you want to go to income tax, fine. You want to go to if people – the Eichel thing, you could just make that about ownership. Players absolutely care about ownership that they're playing for. I don't know what the players all think of ownership, but, you know, all these Sabres – these Sabre stars that have left and gone elsewhere, it doesn't even have to be Eichel. What do you think Reinhardt thinks about it? What do you think Reinhardt tells his teammates? So it's probably sins of a previous regime to a large degree, but you have to pay for those, right?
Yeah.
When the Bills came in and Sean McDermott was coming in on a huge long playoff drought, like, you have to pay for those sins. And eventually you turn it around with Josh Allen and a lot of winning, and now nobody thinks about that kind of thing. So it's probably a heavier lift than a lot of teams. But you've got to do the work, and it's not an enviable position to be in for a GM.
You got to go.
I mean, I don't know. I think I can. I'm free for a minute. Nobody's yelling for me.
You're free for 1 minute. Perfect. You're gonna stay for at least 60 more seconds because we have this for you,
Jeremy. It's Gene Steratore. A little bit late, but no less important. Happy belated birthday, my friend, from myself and the entire rules analyst community. We love the fact that, you know, we get a little bit of support every once in a while from the fan base when we break something down or hopefully make the game a little more palatable and maybe even a little bit more fun when we get on the broadcast. So I appreciate your support. I also understand you're a big Buffalo Bills fan, and I've got a ton of memories up in Buffalo, not only football, but a lot of great basketball ones too. So I hope somewhere you're out hitting some wings, jumping on some picnic tables, doing what you need to do to
picnic
get prepped
tables
for another big season. And most importantly, as this thing winds down and it gets grayer and colder up north, I hope we see a lot of you guys at the end of the season in that postseason play. Take care. Happy belated birthday again. Take care and God bless.
Gene Steratore, everybody.
Gene Steratore.
How about jumping through picnic tables, by the way?
That's bold. And that's hard to do.
I think you have to do that now. I think you have to jump through a picnic table. He requested it.
I mean, picnic table. The physics of jumping through a picnic table is significantly different. We just put an idea.
You still go through the middle part, right?
We just put an idea in somebody's head, and they're texting friends right now, like, "Yo, fellas, this year picnic table.
Picnic table.
We're raising the stakes
from folding table to picnic table. You would still go through the middle, I think.
Yeah, but it's significantly stronger. You are in real trouble if you try to jump through a picnic table.
Well, because it's made of wood, probably.
Yes.
Okay, right.
I mean, the folding tables have basically it's like a perforated line, like you tear off a sheet of paper. There's a line there that is meant to break in half. A picnic table does not have that.
And then you would hit the seats probably on your way down, even if you made it through.
You would not make it through.
You don't think you would make it through?
No.
No chance?
Are they 2x10s? Absolutely not.
Wow.
You might as well try and run through studs and run through your drywall. You are not making it through a picnic table.
See, now now that you're saying that's not possible, now someone's definitely going to...
I accept no responsibility for that.
Yes,
do not do that. You will get horribly injured.
Yeah, do not do that. Do not jump through a picnic table. You've learned one thing today.
Here's a job for Gene Steratore. Call some scientists and find out how many pounds it would take dropped from 10 feet to snap a picnic table in half.
Yes.
It's got to be 1,000 plus.
The science. Well, thanks to Gene Steratore. He did a great job on that message.
Yes, thank you, Gene Steratore. I'm not going to stop complaining when you're on the television. He actually said that when rules analysts come on the TV, it gets a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's review it. Let's review that. I don't think so, Gene.
Yeah. Well, congrats. Congrats on Aurora. Congrats. The kids loving it so far?
No, last night was was an adventure.
Yeah.
It was an adventure, yeah. I'll probably hang out with you a couple days this week, and then I'll spend the better part of a couple weeks before training camp trying to get this ship in order with that, help my wife and everything. It's going to be – we are outnumbered. When we got home last night, last night from Children's around like 8 o'clock, and her mom left, and it was the first actual moment of – people say this a lot when you go to three kids – going from man-to-man to zone defense. I actually felt that – I felt that in my bones, like, oh my goodness, there are three of them and two of us.
Zone defense.
Yeah, zone defense is officially, it's in play.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, well, we'll talk this week. Maybe after they sign Stamkos.
Yes, I'd be stunned.
Same.
Stunned.
Same. All right, thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, we will have Chris Peters coming up at 9, so quick segment on the way back. Chris Peters will talk a little prospects, and we'll pass along any more news. There's a couple of signings that are getting out there in the NHL. All that coming up. Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR. All right, quick in and out, and then we'll get to Chris Peters. Flow Hockey on the Sabres draft class. He likes it. I teased 2 segments ago. Greg Wyshynski wrote 16 teams... makes the case for 16 teams getting Stamkos. The Sabres made the list. They made it under the wild card tier, which feels appropriate. He acknowledges that, like, them being a selling point for a guy coming off one of the most successful franchises of the past decade, probably not all that likely. But, I mean, he made the case for why he makes a ton of sense for the Sabres, which he totally does, but... yeah, they made the list. Hey, they're 1 of 16. Montreal, Chicago, Toronto were also mentioned. They made it above the hilarious tier, which was Pittsburgh and Florida, I guess, too. Stamkos becomes a free agent today. Sabres had a draft this weekend. Pick some guys. Konsta Helenis. What do we think of this guy? Does he jump other prospects in their pool already? Because there's getting some favorable reviews. We'll see what Chris Peters thinks when we come back. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off the rest of the day. This is WGR.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The stakes.
From folding table to picnic table. You would still go through the middle, I think.
Yeah, but it's significantly stronger. You are in real trouble if you try to jump through a picnic table.
Well, because it's made of wood, probably?
Yes!
Okay, right.
I mean, the folding tables have a... Basically, it's like a perforated line, like you tear off a sheet of paper. There's a line there that is meant to break in half. A picnic table does not have that.
And then you would hit the seats, probably, on your way down, even if you made it through.
You would not make it through.
You don't think you would make it through?
No.
No chance?
Are they 2x10s? Absolutely not.
Wow.
You might as well try and run through studs and run through your drywall. You are not making it through a picnic table.
See, now that you're saying that's not possible, now someone's definitely going to...
I accept no responsibility for that.
Yes,
do not do that. You will get, horribly injured.
Yeah, do not do that. Do not jump through a picnic table. You've learned one thing today.
Here's a job for Gene Steratore. Call some scientists and find out how many pounds it would take dropped from 10 feet to snap a picnic table in half.
Yes.
It's got to be 1,000 plus.
The science. Well, thanks to Gene Steratore. He did a great job on that message.
Yes, thank you, Gene Steratore. I'm not going to stop complaining when you're on the television. He actually said that when rules analysts come on the TV, it gets a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Let's review it. Let's review that. I don't think so, Gene.
Yeah. Well, congrats. Congrats on Aurora. Congrats. The kids loving it so far.
Last night was was an adventure.
Yeah,
it was an adventure. Yeah, I'll probably hang out with you a couple days this week, and then I'll spend the better part of a couple weeks before training camp, trying to get this ship in order with that. You know, help my wife and everything. It's gonna be, we are outnumbered. When we got home last night, from Children's around like 8 o'clock, and her mom left, and it was the first actual moment of, people say this a lot when you go to three kids, going from man to man to zone defense. I actually felt that. I felt that in my bones. Like, oh my goodness, there are three of them and two of us.
Zone defense.
Yeah, zone defense is officially. It's in play.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, we'll talk this week. Maybe after they. Maybe after they sign Stamkos.
Yes. I'd be stunned.
Same.
Stunned.
Same. All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, we will have Chris Peters coming up at 9, so quick segment on the way back. Chris Peters will talk a little prospects, and we'll pass along any more news. There's a couple of signings that are getting out there in the NHL. All that coming up. Jeremy and Joe, this is WGR. All right, quick in and out, and then we'll get to Chris Peters. Flow hockey on the Sabres draft class. He likes it. I teased 2 segments ago. Greg Wyshynski wrote 16 teams... makes the case for 16 teams getting Stamkos. The Sabres made the list. They made it under the wild card tier, which feels appropriate. He acknowledges that, like, them being a selling point for a guy coming off one of the most successful franchises of the past decade, probably not all that likely. But, I mean, he made the case for why he makes a ton of sense for the Sabres, which he totally does, but... yeah, they made the list. Hey, they're one of 16. Montreal, Chicago, Toronto were also mentioned. They made it above the hilarious tier, which was Pittsburgh and Florida, I guess, too. Stamkos becomes a free agent today. Sabres had a draft this weekend. Pick some guys. Konsta Helenis. What do we think of this guy? Does he jump other prospects in their pool already? Because there's getting some favorable reviews. We'll see what Chris Peters thinks when we come back. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off the rest of the day. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.